Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. It matters which perspective we choose, how we pray, if we love, if we don't. Talk about just the ripple effect of just choosing life versus not.
Yes, and that's just it. You're always choosing, and you're choosing between, in this moment, in this tiny moment, am I going to respond in the flesh or am I going to respond in the spirit? That's really what you're always choosing. And so it's the way you use the minutes of your day. It's the way you respond to the person in front of you. It's just every day brings new things, but because of the way we think about small is unimportant and big is important, small is not worth anything and big is worth everything, it's just the opposite. It is all those small decisions that you make every day, all those small moments of obedience that you make every day. I think about Jesus. The scripture, he says, if you obey me like I obey the Father. I have just been captivated by that, like I obey the Father. But here's what occurs to me. We have very few of Jesus' days have a written record to them. All those days in between, he was just living out step by step, perhaps unobserved obedience, just like we're called to live. So when he says, if you obey me like I obey the Father, the first thing that comes to mind is he obeys the Father in the tiniest little details that aren't even worth somebody writing down and reporting, just tiny little details. But that's how his life was lived. That was the mark of his life. And it was in the small things, so that when the big moments come, the faith is there, the maturity is there, you've learned to know God.
Good. And you think about those moments where you decide, you know, I could have self-pity right now, but I'm going to worship instead. Or I could, you know, add this to the account against my spouse, or I'm going to count the ways that I love and bless him. I mean, each of those little decisions, as scripture says, flesh gives birth to more flesh. So even if it seems harmless enough to have a thought that's of the flesh, well, that just gives birth to more flesh. But then,
to have a choice
that's born out of the spirit gives birth to more of the spirit. Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.